we are stirred with the ayat that amanat and justice must be maintained at all times. With regard to that further explanation that was given, that what is amanat, the rights which are on a person, they must be fulfilled. Then it was explained that there are three types of rights. One are the rights of Allah Ta'ala, and those were discussed. The second are the rights of fellow people, and the third are the rights of oneself, one's body, oneself, what rights there are upon one. So with regard to fellow people, when a person is a child, his parents have got rights on him, his siblings, brothers, sisters have got rights, he must fulfill all those rights. As he grows up and he makes connection with other people, he goes into the education field, into the business field, he meets with other people, all those rights which are upon him, he must fulfill them. When he becomes a parent now, he gets married, then his wife has got rights on him, he must fulfill those rights. When he has children, the children have rights upon him. So like this, there are rights of people upon us, and it is for every individual to think that whose rights are on me, and that I must fulfill them. We will be questioned about this on the day of Qiyamah, whether we have fulfilled the rights of people. If a person is in government position, then the rights of the citizens are upon the government to see that they fulfill the rights of the people, fulfill their needs, etc., service delivery, etc., and also that they don't appoint any person to any position who is not fit for that position. Just because of being family or friends or some favor and giving a person a position, that is also destroying the amanat which Allah has placed upon them. So there are rights of all people around us, and it is important that we think of them. Our deen is not only namaz, rozas, etc. And very sadly, practically none of us think of the rights of other people which are over us. And so when we don't even think about them, we don't even know what they are. And when we don't know what they are, we don't think about them, where are we going to fulfill them? And Allah's help comes when full deen is with us, not just a partial deen. Just by making some namazes, like a person claims, I've got a motor car, but he's just got a steering wheel. A steering wheel is not a motor car. Or he's just got the engine, or just the gearbox. Every component must be there, then that car will serve the purpose of a motor car. Our deen also, the whole of deen must be there. But unfortunately, we don't think of deen, we don't make any effort for deen. Our whole day today will be spent in dunya. By the way, we'll make our namazes as we get chance. And if we don't get chance, we'll even miss our namazes. Namazes are not the object in our lives. The dunya is the object in our lives. That we do. And by the way, we will just see to dunya also, to deen also. So all those rights must also be fulfilled. Then the rights of one's body. Allah has made the body's rights also. And the main rights are that the body must fulfill the rights of Allah. Allah has created this body, and Allah created this body for the service of Allah. That we must worship Allah. That is why Allah has created the body. Allah alone sees to all the needs of the body. Or if food it is, Allah provides it. It looks like we are providing, but we can't do a thing for ourselves. We haven't got the power to lift a finger, to wink an eye without the help of Allah. Only Allah does everything. And all this Allah has done so that we worship Allah. We fulfill His commandments. So how much from morning to night are we fulfilling the commandments of Allah? Are we even conscious that I have to fulfill the commands of Allah? And what are the commands of Allah to me at any given time? Every moment Allah's commands are directed towards us. And am I fulfilling those commands or not? This is when a person wants to bring deen in his life, he'll become conscious of all these things. And then we fulfill all these rights of Allah Ta'ala, the rights of fellow people, and the rights of our bodies upon us also. A person who abuses his body by overworking it, by using, for example, drugs, liquor, things, smoking, things which destroy the body. He is also not far from fulfilling the amanat of the body. He is destroying the rights of the body. He is destroying the body and he is making it malfunction. So he is causing great destruction. So all these things have to be put together for the whole of deen to come into us. That is as far as amanat is concerned. Then the next part in the ayat, which is of justice, to have fairness, that inshallah we will discuss. So may Allah give us tawfiq to learn our deen, to become conscious we are Muslims, and to be a Muslim we must know how, what does it mean to be a Muslim. It's not just that we are born as Muslims, so that we are now Muslims. We must know what our, if a person is born and his father is a driver, it doesn't mean he's a driver automatically. He'll have to learn how to drive and he'll have to fulfill all the things about driving. The father is a doctor, doesn't mean the child is a doctor. He will have to learn, if he wants to become a doctor, he will have to learn in that field. So if we are born as Muslims, our children are Muslims, that is, they have been born in Islam, but they don't learn about Islam, they don't know what is Islam, we don't teach them about Islam. The Islam in reality is not in those people. So we must learn, and that is the prime object of us creating, Allah creating us for His deen. Today almost all of us got it, we are created for dunya. And we have to earn here, we have to live in this dunya. And by the way, we make Allah also happy, we make some namazas. And that, by that we are very good Muslims. Far from it. And for that Allah gave us the lives of the Sahaba. And you can see what their lives were and how they lived. And when they did that, Allah put the dunya at their feet. The dunya came disgraced and humiliated, and the dunya fully served them when they served the purpose for which Allah had put them, and they fulfilled the amanat which was upon them. May Allah give us also tawfiq, inshallah. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah.